It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lakeview High School here in Cottonwood. Paul Ramo here, courtside tonight. We got a Camden Conference matchup with you between the Lacapaul Valley Eagles and the Lakeview Lakers. And there's a lot of excitement in this Lakeview gym tonight because, well, they're celebrating homecoming too, just like Lacapaul Valley is. But a lot of people here that just introduced the royalty, the homecoming court, and they had a lot of them. And congratulations to Brooklyn Killeth and Jared Mawachi, king and queen here at Lakeview. And the varsities are on the floor warming up. We're a few minutes away from the first serve here between Lakeview and Lacapaul Valley. C squad tonight, Lacapaul Valley lost 2 sets to 1. They lost the last set 15-12. They were close matches in the C squad match. In JV, Lakeview beat Lacapaul Valley 2-0, 25-21, and 25-19. Tonight, it's the Lakeview Lakers and the Lacapaul Valley Eagles. The Lakeview Lakers are 6-6 on the season. They're right at 500. And Lacapaul Valley, they are 4-8. 4-8, the Eagles are on the season here. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony O'Rada, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. For the Lakeview Lakers tonight, Kira Hinn, number 6, she's an outside hitter, 5'11 and a senior. Number 7, Aubrey Nepping, she's a right side hitter, 5'9 senior. Number 8, Taylor Hinn, outside hitter, 5'9 and a junior. Number 10, Kaya Gorecki, a right side hitter, 5'8 sophomore. Number 11, Leah Javen, middle blocker, 5'11 and a junior. And Allison Isaacs, number 13, middle blocker, 5'10 and a junior. The head coach is Alexis Linneman. And assistant coaches Missy Loy and Amber Forslund. In other words, Amber Alstead. Amber's a graduate of Lacapaul Valley. Brandon and Courtney Alstead's daughter is on the Lakeview staff here. And had a chance to visit with her just a few minutes ago. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Lakeview Lakers. For the Lacapaul Valley Eagles tonight, the defensive specialist, 5'4" junior, number 1, Peyton Sachs. The center, and she's a good one, a freshman, 5'7", Maya Sawatsky. Number 8, Abby Amlin. Amlin's an outside hitter, and 5'11", senior. Number 9, Sophie Lee, a right-side hitter, 5'10", sophomore. Carson Whitnabel, an outside hitter, 5'5", junior. Number 12, Callie Kahn. Callie's a middle blocker, 5'11", and a senior. And tonight, the Eagles are coached by assistant coaches Morgan Stark and Morgan Jaeger. They are Amber Lee, the head coach, is not here tonight. Her daughter, Jalen, is playing college volleyball. So the assistant coaches are taking over for Amber tonight. As I mentioned, both teams, Lakeview 6-6, Lacapaul Valley 4-8, and that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup tonight here between the Eagles and the Lakers. They have some common opponents, both teams do so far this season. They both beat Ortonville by two sets. They also beat Dawson Boyd, both teams did. And that's about it for a common opponent. Let's take a look at the Class A state here tonight. Minneota ranked number one. The new polls came out on Sunday. Vikings are ranked number one. Number two is Mayer Lutheran, and Minneota beat Mayer Lutheran in the Burnsville tournament this weekend. Fillmore Central ranked third. Russell Tyler Ruthen ranked fourth. McCray ranked fifth. And by the way, McCray is at Minneota tonight. So the fifth-ranked team in Class A taking on the number one-ranked team, Minneota Vikings. Canby ranked sixth. We'll see the Lancers Thursday at Lacaparo Valley High School. Lancers are currently 9-8, and they play fourth in the Burnsville tournament. Maple Canton, seventh. Ada Borup ranked eighth. Kenyon Wanamingo ranked ninth, and Floodwood ranked 10th. That's your Class A state volleyball ranking. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll come back with the first serve between Lacaparo Valley and the Lakeview Lakers in Cottonwood right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Callie Kahn with the LQPV Girls Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock chip repairs, work with all insurance companies, same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
All right, welcome back to Lakeview High School, everyone. The national anthem has been played, and they're introducing the Lockefeller Valley Eagles and the Lakeview Lakers. They got the lights are out in the gym, completely dark, and their big videotrons are doing a promo for the Lakeview Laker girls volleyball team. It's pretty impressive, actually. Let's take a look at some other volleyball matches tonight in the Camden Conference. Camby Lancers, I mentioned, they're ranked sixth in the Class A. They are hosting KMS tonight. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're on the road. They're at Yellow Medicine East in Granite Falls. And as I mentioned earlier, two state-ranked teams are playing each other in the Camden Conference tonight. McCray is at Mineota. McCray ranked number 5. Mineota ranked number 1. We'll be catching you up to date on that, what's happening there in Mineota tonight. Ortonville is at Renville. They got the long road trip tonight. Tracy Milroy Ballison is hosting Central Minnesota Christian. And Montevideo Thunderhawks, who the Eagles beat last night, 3-1, they are hosting Benson. So those are some of the volleyball matches in our area tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. It is homecoming week at Lockefeller Valley. And they got the theme night going on. They got a lot of stuff going on at Lockefeller Valley this week. I think it's a Western theme is what it is. And tomorrow, Wednesday, it's country versus country club. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. Thursday, it's homecoming shirt and flannel. And Friday, if you wear your school spirit. And, of course, Friday, the big day, they'll have a pep fest in the afternoon, powder puff football, they'll have inflatables out there. You want to come out to Lockefeller Valley Friday for supper before the football game, because it's the taste of whack, they call it, and most of the organizations at Lockefeller Valley set up some food booths, and it's a great event, and looking forward to that. They're going to have inflatables for the kids there and a punt, pass, and kick thing on the field, and then the football game with Murray County Central. So it's a Western theme this year at Lockefeller Valley. Congratulations to Jaden Redipenny and Micaiah Poos, Lockefeller Valley's homecoming king and queen. All right, the introductions are made, and we have, I'm actually sitting right on the floor, right next to the assistant coaches tonight, Morgan Stark and Morgan Jager. They are taking over for Amber Lee, the head coach tonight. And to be honest, I've never met them before. They're first-year teachers in Madison and elementary teachers, and they're on the volleyball coaching staff. And I welcome them tonight, introduced myself. And I don't think I've ever done that before. Didn't know who a coach was. But Morgan are going to do a great job. They're actually just a few feet away from me. I think they can hear me. All right, here we go. The Eagles serving. And we'll go up and getting the kill is number 11, Carson Whitnable. Carson gets the Eagles on the board right off the bat. And it's 1-0 Lockefeller Valley. Serving is Peyton Sachs, a junior and an outstanding golfer, I should add. Peyton Sachs. The serve is high. Goes into the libero player, Stensrud, and blocked at the net by Lakeview. And Kiara Hinn with the kill there. Her first. It's actually a kill, not a block. In on the rotation is a junior, Marley Ludvigson, on the floor. And the serve goes in to number four, Ashton Shelstead. Ashton couldn't handle it. Ashton is an eighth grader. She's on the court as an eighth grader in varsity, doing a fantastic job this year. Callie Kahn gets it over the net. Here's the set by Zawatsky. Back to the Eagles side. Zawatsky setting up Kahn for a drive. Dug up in the back row by Lakeview. And they return it. Sack passes the ball up to Zawatsky. Kahn drills it down again. And another fine dig in the back row by Lakeview. Long volley here between both teams to start the match. Here's the set by Lakeview. Partially blocked the net. Shelstead saves it. The Eagles got to get it over, and they can't. Nice try, however, by Carson Whitnable. That was a long volley. My goodness. Here's a serve by Lakeview. Goes into the eighth grader, Shelstead. Passes it up, and a drive by Whitnable, and it's good. Carson Whitnable for Lacapara Valley with two kills here to start the match. And here's Marley Ludvigson. Marley will toss the ball in the air. The Eagles are down by a point. They can tie it up now. It's 3-2 Lakeview. Blocked by Kahn and Zawatsky. Kahn and Zawatsky side by side with a monster block. And we've tied it up 3-3. Serving again for Lacapara Valley's Ludvigson. Over the net it goes, and another block by Kahn. Back-to-back box there by Callie Kahn. Here's the Eagles. They take the lead, 4-3. And the serve again by Whitnable. Softly touched. Zawatsky saves it. And getting it over is Ludvigson. Back to the setter, Gawarski. Here's Shelstead. Gets it over on the third hit. Back to the Lakeview side. Stenger, the libero player, sets it up. Sack hits the ball up into the gym ceiling, and it comes down. The Eagles can't play it. Point, Lakeview, and we're tied up 4-4. 4-4 the score. We're in set one here in Cottonwood tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Serve goes into Shelstead. She passes the ball up to the center, Ludvigson, and a drive there by Whitnable. Lakeview returns it. A nice dig by Shelstead. Again, it hits the ceiling. Comes down, and the Eagles can't play it off the ceiling. Shelstead, the libero player in the back row, with a nice dig. But that's twice now. This is a high ceiling. It's a regular gym ceiling. That ball's way up there in the rafters, bangs around and ricochets down, and the Eagles unable to play it over. They're down by a point, 5-4. The set and a drive. Here's Zawatsky at the net, blocked at the net by Lakeview, and the Eagles can't play it over. Maya Zawatsky gave it a nice try there. She's a ninth grader. This is a young Lacapara Valley team, for the most part anyway. They're served by Lakeview, and here's Ludvigson setting up Shelstead over on the third hit. Hey, it's 6-4, make it 7-4, Lakeview. And a big kill there by number 11, Javen. That's her first. Lakeview serving. They lead now 7-4. It's a three-point lead for the Lakeview Lakers in the Peyton Sacks. Nice pass by Peyton up front, and Kahn will throw it over. Play at the net. Sacks with the dig. And Zawatsky saves it. Ludvigson. And the Eagles get it over to net. Play at the net again, and it's in. A kill there by Lakeview's Aubrey Nepping. Her second. So the Lakeview Lakers have extended to 4 now, 8-4. Last night, they beat Montevideo, the Eagles did. And, oh, a nice play off the net by Kahn. There's a set and a drive and a kill by number 8. Boy, that was Sierra Hins, and that's her second. And the Eagles need to stop the bleeding here. 9-4 is your score. Run jump serve. Goes into Lovington. Here's Sachs. And getting it over on the third hit. Oh, she hit it out of bounds. Whitnabel. Eagles having a tough time with the serve received here now by Lakeview. Number 6 is serving. This is Kiara Hins. 10-4, Lakeview goes into Sachs, and they can't play it. An ace serve for Hins. And Morgan Stark is going to call a timeout. So we got a timeout on the floor for Lacapau Valley. The Lakeview Lakers lead 11-4 here in set one. You're listening to Lacapau Valley Volleyball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of businesses and supporting nonprofits. This makes our communities thrive. From your favorite coffee shop to the area food shelf, banking local with United Prairie Bank helps keep money circulating right here at home to make our community a better place to live. Member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Welcome back to Cottonwood, everyone, at our Lakeview High School. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Camden Conference matchup tonight between the Lakeview Lakers and the Lacapau Valley Eagles. We're in set one. Timeouts over by Coach Morgan Stark and Morgan Jaeger. Co-coaching tonight for Amber Lee. And there's a kill by number 11, Leah Javers, her second. And that makes the score Lakeview 13, Lacapau Valley 5 here in set one. Homecoming week here at Lakeview High School. Boy, I walked in, the parking lot was full. There are a lot of people here celebrating homecoming. And here's the serve by Lakeview. Goes into number 6. This is Ludvigson. And a drive out by Whitnabel on the outside. Lakeview plays it into the net. Point, Lacapau Valley. Nice hit there by Carson Whitnabel. Entering the match now is a ninth grader, Maya Mortensen. Mortensen will serve in the back row for Lacapau Valley. She's a defensive specialist. 13-6. Let's see if the Eagles can go on a bit of a rally here. Down 13-6. Mortensen serves, goes into the back row. Here's a set by Schwartz and cross-court hit, and it is point Eagles. That was out. Ball landed right in front of me here. So Mortensen will serve again. Maya Mortensen. Where's number 16? Here's her run jump serve. It's tight. It goes over the net. Schwartz steps up and a drive blocked. But partially blocked there by Coyer. And now Abby Hamlin throws it deep into the back row. Got a new lineup in there for Lacapau Valley. And the ball's hit out of bounds. Point to Eagles. The Eagles are in a bit of a run here now, folks. 13-8. Lakeview lead. And Mortensen with her third serve. 3-0 run here by Lacapau Valley. Lakeview gets it. Oh, and the Eagles touch it. And Marley Ludvigson unable to play that one. So that ends the streak there for the Eagles. Down 14-8, set one. Serving for Lakeview is Taylor Hins. And the serve is in to Ludvigson. Passes up to Sawatskis. Hamlin with a big hit, and it's out. It's out. Abby smoked that one. Boy, she can jump, and she is strong. She just Didn't hit it down enough. Play at the net, not far enough. Point Lakeview, 16-8. And continuing to serve, here's Taylor Hins. She's a junior. There's a lot of Hinses on this team. One, two, three, four. Four Hins on the roster for Lakeview. I'm not sure if they're... Oh, they got to be cousins. Oh, and there's an eighth serve by Hins. Taylor. And another timeout by Morgan Stark of Rockefeller Valley. Eagles down 17-8. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Lakeview High School right after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Ludvigson from the LQPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Paul Ramo back here at Lakeview High School tonight. Camden Conference Volleyball. Right now, the Lakeview Lakers leading Lockapaw Valley 19-8 here in set one. And the serve goes into Mortensen. Here's Shelstead. Pass the ball up to Amlin, a little too far. And a point for the Lakers. Well, the Eagles have a ninth grader and an eighth grader in the back row, along with Ludvigson, a junior. So it's a young team. The serve goes into Shelton. Nice pass up to the center. Swatch. Oh, and Maya throws it over herself. Oh, smart play there by the freshman, Maya Sawatsky. In now for the first time, Sophie Lee, a sophomore. She's tall. Well, they got her listed at 5'10". Sawatsky serves hard. Lakeview returns it. Blocked at the net by Lee. And then Faith Meyer. Oh, she hit it long. Faith Meyer at the net with Lee and Amlin. And it's 21-9. And Jersey Stensrud is serving for the Lakeview Lakers in the Mortensen. Here's Sawatsky with the back set to Amlin. Abby gets it over to net. Play at the net. Blocked by Meyer. Nice play by Meyer, and then another drive there by Hins, Aubrey Hins, and it's a kill for Avery Hins, 22-9, Lakeview dominating here in the first set. Jersey Stensrud serves again for Lakeview, and she serves it into the net. That's a service there, and a point for Rockefeller Valley. Number four is serving for the Eagles. That's Ashton Shelstead. My relative. And Ashton jumps and serves into the back row. Goes. Nice pass to the front of net. The outside hitter with a monster kill. That's Avery Hins, her second kill of the night. Boy, Lakeview does a nice job here in set one of passing the ball up to their setter. That's the key. 23-10, Lakeview. A couple points away from taking the first set. Lakeview serves in the Mortensen. Passes up to Sawatsky. She sets up Kahn from the outside, and Kelly hit it into the net. And it's set point for the Lakeview Lakers. And the Lakeview Laker fans come to their feet. 24-10 is the score. Lakeview serves in the Kahn. Bumps it up to Sawatsky. to Seth, and Meyer throws it deep in the back row. Lakeview returns it, blocked by Kahn, or give her a kill there. Callie Kahn with the kill. I think that's Callie's first. And Peyton Sachs is going to come in for Meyer. Faith Meyer, a sophomore, out. Peyton Sachs in, a junior. Peyton's going to serve. And there's a serve, goes to the right side. Directly, oh, throws it over, and that's the point. 25-11. Lakeview wins the first set. So we'll take a couple-minute break here as they take time out and regroup, see if the Eagles can come back here and take set two. They're down one set to none to the Lakeview Lakers. We'll be back right after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're in between sets here, so we got about 2 or 3 minutes here before we ramp up again. Just looking at other scores here in the Camden Conference. No scores reported yet, but Lakeview took the first set 25-11. Passing was the issue there for the Eagles, and I think Lakeview did a nice job of getting the Eagles off a little off balance there. Well, I do got one set. I guess I got some updates here. YME leading Dawson Boyd 2-0. The Sting took the first set 25-21. They took the second set 25-21. State ranked Canby beat KMS in set 1 25-8. And Mineota, two state ranked teams going at it. Mineota beat McRae in set 1 25-15. And currently Mineota leading in set 2 19-14. And RCW leading Ortonville 1-0. They beat the Trojans in the first set 25-5. Those are some of your updates in the Camden Conference right now. The Eagles did lead 4-3 in set 1. And then kind of got away from them. Lakeview went on a 7-0 run and went up 11-4. And then they finished strong with a 25-11 win. Here we go, set two underway, and the Lakeview Lakers get the first point. Thanks for tuning in to Q92. We're also online. If you'd like to have a relative listening around the country, they can listen to us on klqpfm.com, and they can listen to all the sports here on Q92. All right, let's pick up the action here in set two. Kahn throws it over. Good. Callie Kahn. Callie had a kill and two blocks. Two blocks for Callie. That was her second kill. Yeah, she had back-to-back blocks in that first set. That was probably the highlight for the Eagles there in set one. Peyton Sachs has got the volleyball. I really like watching Peyton golf. She is not very, big in size, but, man, can she golf? Can she hit that golf ball? All right, here's the set. Kahn drives it over. Lakeview up at the net, and I think Kahn got again. Callie Kahn. Wow. Eagles starting out 2-1 on the Lakeview Lakers. keep an eye open on that update from Mineota and McRae. As I mentioned, Mineota, well, it looks like they're going to go up 2-0 on state-ranked McRae. Here's Shellstead, eighth grader for Lockbrow, gets it over to net on herself. Goretti throws it down. And, boy, she's a 5'8 sophomore. She is strong, and we're tied up 2-2 here in Cottonwood tonight. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. All right. Here's the set by Lakeview and a drive. And Maya Swatsky sets it up and a con again. Kelly is having a heck of a match so far with another kill. Number 6. For Lockpaw Valley, Marley Ludvigson. And a serve for Ludvigson. Marley gets on the scoreboard there. Ludvigson serves in the Stensrud up to Gorecki and blocks. And the volleyball comes over my way here at courtside and got a hand on it. Nice. Lakeview leading, or Lockpaw Valley leading, 4-3. In the Shellstead, here's the set and a drive on the outside by Whitnable. Lakeview returns it, con again, and Lakeview decides to play it in the back row. And then Lakeview hits it out of bounds, and the Eagles have a 5-3 lead here in set two. Callie Conn. She's got the hot hand right now for Lockpaw Valley. Eagles lead 5-3 and Conn serves. And Lakeview having trouble. Oh, they get it over on the third hit. Conn passes it up to Ludvigson, a drive by the Eagles. They lead 5-3. Sack saves it. Ludvigson throws it over. Marley Ludvigson scores for Lockpaw Valley. Her first kill. Marley has an ace serve. And a kill. And Conn is serving. Up by 3, the Eagles are. Gorecki setting up a drive from the outside, and it's good by number 8, Taylor Hins. Her third kill. She's a junior. Well, tell you what, see if the Eagles can keep the momentum going here. They lead 6-4. Lakeview took the first set, 25-11. A drive into the back row by Sachs. Ludvigson and Whitnable throws over. Now, Sawatsky gets it over for Lockpaw Valley. Blocked by Conn or Abby Hamlin. Hamlin throws it over. Boy, a lot of fast action here. And killing it down again. A monster kill there by Taylor Hins. She's got five. Five kills now for Taylor Hins. And the Lakeview Lakers down by a point. Eagles lead 6-5. Serve goes into Ludvigson. Here's Sachs, passes it up to Whitnable. She gets it over. Back to the Lakeview side. And a kill by number 13, Allison Isaac, her first. Number 4 serving for Lakeview. They've tied it up 6-6. And, oh, that one was just in, and Lakeview takes the lead now 7-6. That was by number 8, Taylor Hins. She's got 6 kills. Serve in to Payton, passes the ball up to Swatsky. Swatsky throws it over. Maya at the net, blocked out of bounds by Conn. And Lakeview on a run here now. The Eagles were leading 6-3. Now they're down 8-6. So a 5-0 run here for the Lakeview Lakers. Conn punches it over with her left fist at the net. And Hins hits it cross court, and it went out of bounds. The Lakers are arguing that it was tipped. Maya Mortensen comes in. And Faith Meyer comes in. for Lacapau Valley. So Mortensen, a ninth grader, serving. Eagles can tie it up. They're down by a point, 8-7. Oh, an ace serve by Mortensen. What a serve by Maya. It hit the top of the net, and it dropped straight down. Good job by Mortensen there for Lacapau Valley. And they've tied it up 8-8. Mortensen run, jump, serve. Tight again. This time Lakeview plays it. They pass it up to the net. Blocked by Meyer. Faith Meyer with her first block of the night. Faith is a tall girl, too. Oh, we got her listed at 5'9". She might be 5'10". Swatsky, her third serve. Or Swatsky. Mortensen. Too many Mayas on the Lacapau team. Blocked by Meyer. Oh, Lakeview plays it. They get it over. Mortensen up to Meyer. Throws it down again. A kind of a whole new lineup in there for Lacapau Valley. And they've gone back. Now they lead 10-8. Nice comeback by the Eagles. Let's see if they can keep the momentum. Momentum is huge in volleyball. Mortensen serve into the back row. It goes to him. Mortensen now passes up to Ludvigsen. Outside hit by Amlin, and it's in! Abby Amlin! Abby with her first kill. That was just in. Nice shot by Abby. Hit it hard down. Maya. 11-8. How about this? The Eagles up 11-8 on the Lakeview Lakers. They're down one set to none. Oh, Shelston with a nice dig in the back row. Ludvigsen, Amlin again, and it's point Eagles. The block hit the antenna, and head coach Alexis Linneman calling a timeout. The Eagles have a 12-8 lead on the Lakeview Lakers. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more volleyball from Cottonwood right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know, Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome back to Cottonwood. Well, if you heard the City Hall Barn Grill advertisement there, they got some big stuff going on this week. Kayla Daniels will be at City Hall Barn Grill on Friday, and then a comedian on Saturday. And then a big deal coming up next Tuesday. A new menu comes out for City Hall Barn Grill on the 29th. Looking forward to that. Great place to eat in Minneota there. And a fine sports booster. All right, 14-10. The Eagles leading here in set two. Can they take set two and tie it up? Lakeview took the first set 25-11. Right now it's 14-11. The ball dropped there. The Eagles couldn't return it. Eagles have the momentum there. They got to try to keep it. Lakeview's Kaya Garecki is going to serve for the Lakeview Lakers. They're down 14-11. And, it's an in. An ace serve by Garecki. Her first. And just like that, a six-point lead is trimmed to two, 14-12. Eagles have 11 kills, and Lakeview 24. Here's Meyer, bumps it over to net. Gorecki is going to back set, blocked at the net there by Lee. Here's a drive into the back row to Mortensen. Swatsky sets up Kahn from the outside, and that works again. Swatsky to Callie Kahn. And Callie just picks up her. You know, I got five kills for her. They got four on the scoreboard. And Meyer's going to come out. Peyton Sachs in. And Whitnable back in. For Lacrosse Valley. 15-12, Eagles lead by three. Can they take set two? We played at 25. Sack serve. Lakeview returns it. Good. Big kill on the outside there by number nine. Avery Hins, her third. Out is Sophie Lee. In is Ludvigson. Marley Ludvigson back in for Lacrosse Valley. Eagles lost the first set, 25-11. Here they've had the lead most of the set. And Kahn throws it down again. Callie is playing amazing right now. Hey, she's on fire. Keep feeding her the ball. She's knocking it down. 16-13. Lacrosse Valley by three. Ludvigson serve. Gorecki the set. And a drive by the left-hander is in. Wow, that was a hard hit. Ball there by Neathing. And Hughes is going to serve for Lakeview. Into the net, a service there by Lakeview, and that gives the Eagles the 17th point of the set, 17-14. Assistant coaches Morgan Stark and Morgan Jaeger for Lacrosse Valley. Filling in tonight for head coach Amber Lee. And here's a hit. Here's Swatsky sets up. Amlin in the middle, and Abby hit it way out of bounds. Too far. A couple times Abby's got to come down on those. Kahn's going to come out. Shelstead back in. 17-15. Lacrosse Valley leading by 2 points. Lakeview serving. Serve goes into Sachs. Bumps it to Shelstead. Sachs got to get it over, and Peyton does. Nice play between Shelstead and Peyton Sachs. Oh, nice dig by Peyton, but the Eagles couldn't play it off the net. And now it's just a one-point lead, 17-16. Lakeview can tie it up with the point. Sachs, it's an ace serve. An ace serve, and Lakeview has tied it up, 17-17. Schwartz with the serve there. And a serve again in the Peyton. Bumps it up. Swatsky. And a drive by Whitnable. Back over to Lakeview side. Play at the net. Blocked by Amlin. Lakeview plays it. Ludvigson. Swatsky throws it over. Lakeview keeping the ball off the floor. And a kill there by number 11, Leila Javers. And now Lakeview has taken the lead, 18-17. The Eagles were up 12-8 at one point. And the momentum has switched to the Lakeview Lakers side here in set two. They took set one, 25-11. And four hits there by the Eagles. But an ace serve there for Lakeview's number four, Schwartz, her second ace serve here. And Lakeview's now up by 2 points, 19-17. Peyton Sachs had a tire shoe. And, oh, what a running dig by Shelstead. My goodness. It went over the net. Lakeview returns it. Locked ball at the net, and a point for Lakeview. 20-17, Lakers. Well, things change quickly. The serve goes in the pit. Nobody there. Nobody there. Now a timeout by Lacrosse Valley. 21-17, Lakeview. We'll take a break and be right back with more volleyball right after this.
Hi, my name is Paisley Monroe from the LQPV girls volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo. If you are in the market for a new or used grain dryer, check out their website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com. Or you can give them a call at 320-321-1600. That's the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Are you confused about health insurance?
I am. But what can I do about it?
Talk to Mom. She can handle those tough questions.
Talk to Mom?
Yes, she owns a health insurance agency in Dawson.
Girls, what are you two talking about?
We need help.
We do not understand how our policy works.
Girls, I don't think you need to worry about health insurance right now. But for those that feel overwhelmed, I can help you. I own Celtic Insurance Services. I have over 10 years of experience and would love the opportunity to talk to you about your individual, group, and senior health care needs. Stop by the office located in downtown Dawson or give me a call at 320-769-2000.
All right, it's 23-18 Lakeview in set two. Timeout's over by the Heat, 14-10. And the Lakeview Lakers have taken a lead now, leading 23-18. We're closing in on 25. Here's Hamlin from the outside, and Lakeview returns it quickly. Ludvigsen pops it high in the air. Sawatsky passes up to Meyer, and Meyer throws it down. Nice play by Faith Meyer. Lee is going to come in for Ludvigsen. So we got Hamlin, Lee, and Meyer at the net. See if the Eagles can rebound here. Down 23-19. Meyer runs jump serve high into the back row. It goes. Lakeview plays it up the front of the net, partially blocked. Nice dig there by Mortensen. Abby Hamlin throws it down for the kill. And Abby has six kills. Hamlin with six kills, and her aunt Barb is listening from Somerset, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening, Barb. And your niece did a great job there, pounding that one down hard. Let's see if the Eagles come back. They're down 23-20. They need a rally. And they get one. It's 23-21. Lakeview fanned on it. And here's Sawatsky, number two. Let's see if the Eagles can get some points here. They're down one set to none. You don't want to go down two sets to none. Sawatsky serves it over to net. Here's the set and the drive block. There at the net by Lee and Meyer. Again, a block by Meyer. Oh, and Lakeview keeps it going. Good defense by Lakeview. Here's Hamlin from the outside. Boom! Abby Hamlin does it again. And a timeout by Lakeview. We're going to keep it right here. The Lacapoil Valley Eagles down by a point. They've come back. Nice comeback there by the Eagles. Let's catch you up to date on some other scores. Well, Yellow Medicine East swept Dawson Boys tonight, 3-0 in Granite Falls. 25-21, 25-21, and 25-20. And that's the final. They're already done in Granite Falls. Mineota leads state-ranked McRae 2-0. Right now they're in the third set. Mineota leading 16-3. And RCW leading Ortonville 2-0. Central Minnesota Christian leading Tracy Milroy Ballatin 2-0. Those are just, oh, we got Camby. You got to get Camby in there. State-ranked Camby leading KMS 2-0. That in Camby tonight. All right, 23-22. Lakeview leading. Timeout's over. Who's going to get the 25 first? This is an important moment here in this volleyball match for the Eagles. Sawatsky serving and served it way out of bounds. Now it's set point for Lakeview. 24-22. Lakeview serving. The next point for the Lakers. They win it. And they get an ace serve. An ace serve by Stendrude. And it's 25-22. Lakeview defeats La Caprile Valley. And they go up 2-0 on the Eagles. We'll take about a 3 or 4 minute break here between sets. And we'll be back with set number 3 right after this.
Hello, my name is Abby Amund. I'm from the LQPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota, offering catering services. That's right. Contact Paul or Troy to help you plan and prepare for your next gathering. City Hall is offering special event food and drink services. Prices and menu ideas available upon request. So give Troy or Paul a call today or stop in at City Hall Bar and Grill in Mineota.
Are you looking to build new or put on an addition to your current home? Do you need a new garage or overhead door? Maybe you just need to replace some windows. Contact Whitnable Construction at 320-598-7760 for all your building needs. Blake has over 45 years of experience and has a proven reputation for craftsmanship. Let him use his expertise to help you find quality materials and products. Whatever you have in mind, Blake can draft a floor plan for you. Whitnable Construction is licensed in Minnesota and South Dakota and ready to meet all your building needs.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lac Brow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lac Brow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Welcome back to Cottonwood Lakeview High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have just started set 3. Lakeview leading La Caprile Valley 2-0. They won the first set 25-11. Eagles played much better in the second set, but they fell 25-22. And here we are in the third set, and Kyra Hins picks up another kill, and she's got 5 kills for Hins. Lakeview serves into Sawatsky. Ludvigson sets up a drive by Whitnable, and it's out. Point Lakeview. Eagles really, did a really nice job. I got to say, they did a nice job of coming back in set 2. Actually took a pretty good lead of 5, I think. Oh, and there's a nice play by Kahn again. Callie is playing outstanding. Number 12, Callie Kahn with, they got her for 5 kills, I got her for 6. We'll go with me. Here's a block and a kill there by Lakeview's number 8, Taylor Hens, who's on fire right now. She's got 10. 10 kills for Taylor Hens. And an assist, her eighth serve. Taylor Hens, a junior. And it's 4-1. 4-1 Lakeview. Serve goes into Ludvigson. Here's Sawatsky. Kahn in the middle. Throws it down. Another kill by Cali. And the senior. Just a few seniors on this squad. Lindsay Ludvigson, Cali Kahn, and Paisley Munro. Just three seniors on this volleyball team. And a service there by the Eagles. Kahn's going to come out and Shelstead in. The libero player, 5-2. Lakeview leading Lacapaul Valley. Eagles need to take the next three sets to win the match. That's a lot of work, but they can do it. Here's Sawatsky, throws it over. Lakeview plays it. And a kill again by Hens. Wow. Well, we're going to give that to number six, I guess, Sierra Hens. It's 6-2 Lakeview. And Nicole Schwartz, number four. An ace serve for Nicole Schwartz. That's her third ace serve of the match. And Lakeview has jumped out to a 7-2 lead on Lacapaul Valley. A service there by Schwartz gives the point to the Eagles. Eagles lost the first set, 25-11. They lost the second set, 25-22. Right now they're down 7-3 to the Lakeview Lakers. Lakers come in with a 6-6 record. Lacapaul Valley, they're 4-8. And Mortensen with a service there. And Maya's not too happy with herself. That's another point for Lakeview. It's 8-3. A lot of people here. It's homecoming week for the Lakeview Lakers. And a serve out of bounds by Lakeview. A rare error there by the Lakers. And a point for Lacapaul Valley. And Maya Sawatsky. Lee comes in. Number 9, Sophie, at the net. And Sawatsky's going to serve for Lacapaul Valley. Run jump serve. Hits the net. Lakeview passes up to the front of the net. A drive there by number 9, Avery Hens. Here's Ablin. Uses her left hand that time, Abby does. Lakeview back it, partially blocked by Hamlin. Hamlin gets it over on a third hit. That was Lee to Doty. Four hits by the Eagles, the referee says. Well, kind of got a late start here. JV, Lakeview JV beat Lacapaul Valley. They only played two sets, 25-21, 25-19 JV scores. Kahn will come back in. Hamlin out. 9-5 Lakeview. And serving as an eighth grader for Lacapaul Valley. And that's Aston Shelstead. And Lakeview returns it. Oh, it went out. They're going to give it to the Eagles. Boy, that looked close. 9-6. Eagles down by 3. Shelstead serving. She wears the white jersey. Nice serve by the eighth grader. And it's an eighth serve by number 4, Aston Shelstead. And that's her first eighth serve. Not too many girls in eighth grade playing varsity. I've seen a few. Kelsey Vicey now, Kelsey Henning from Minnesota, started as a seventh grader on those state championship teams. That's what I remember as for the youngest girls ever to play on varsity that I can remember in my broadcasting career. Now Kelsey's what, just had her fourth baby. Here's a drive into the net by McCray. And guess what, folks? We're tied 9-9 just like that. 9-9. And all thanks to the eighth grader, Ashton Shelstead, serving. And Ashton will serve again. There it is. It's high this time. That's too long. I jinxed her. Shouldn't have said anything. 10-9 Lakeview. Lakeview will serve. We'll have our Knee on Needles post-game show after the match. We'll go through all the scores and some stats and maybe have an interview with the coach. Of course, Amber Lee, the head coach, is not here tonight. Her daughter, Jalen, plays college volleyball for Crown College. And filling in for Amber tonight is Morgan Stark and Morgan Jager, first-year teachers at Madison Elementary. First time I've met them tonight. Here's Peyton Sachs, and we're tied 10-10, folks. Sachs serves. Here's the third hit by Lakeview. It goes over. Sawatsky, Khan blocked at the net there by Hinn. Here's a drive and a kill by Whitnabel. Carson Whitnabel with her third kill. And the Eagle girls got a little excited about that. Hey, the Eagles take the lead now, 11-10. Peyton Sachs serving. There it is. It's over the net. Sendrew passes the ball up to the net. Oh, an easy point for Lakeview. They just soft touched it over. Sierra Hinn with 7 kills. I'm going to have to find out if these Hinn girls are all sisters or just cousins. Tied up 11-11. We're in set 3. Lakeview leading La Caprao Valley 2-0. And a block out of bounds point. La Caprao Valley thanks to Whitnabel. The junior outside hitter, Carson Whitnabel. With a nice play. Ludvigson's going to serve. There it is. Hit the net. Service error there by Ludvigson. Marley just didn't get enough on that one. Again, we're tied 12-12. Ooh, I thought Lakeview was going to call a timeout, but he's all the way on the court. Here's a run jump serve by Lakeview into Peyton. Ludvigson sets up Kahn over. She just softly touches it over the net. Shelstead, Kahn throws it over again, and good. Kelly is having one heck of a match. She leads the Eagles in kills with 7. Kahn serves. Into the back row it goes. Lakeview passes it up to Gorecki, the setter. And now Hamlin punches it over the net at the net. Play at the net. Oh, Sachs saves it in the back row. Eagles got to get it over. Oh, it hit the antenna. Whitnabel hit the antenna. 13-13. We got a close match here in set 3. The first match, it was all Lakeview. And they dominated in set 1. Beating the Eagles 25-11. And it was pretty close. The Eagles led by as much as, I think, 7 in set 2. But they lost 25-22. Now the Lakeview Lakers go up by a point, 14-13. Lakeview serving. This is number 4, Peterson. Sawatsky sets up Hamlin. Hamlin, oh, a nice dig there by the Lakers. They play it up the net, and they get it over and score. Taylor Hinn's again with 11 kills. 10 or 11. I got her for 11, yep. She leads Lakeview and kills Taylor Hinn's with 11. Peyton passes it up to Sawatsky. Here's Hamlin in the middle of the floor, and it is in. Abby Hamlin does it again for La Caprao Valley. And Abby's got 8 kills. Yep, the scoreboard says what I got. I'm pretty good with stats in volleyball, not so much in football. 15-14, Eagles down by a point. Maya Mortensen, an ace serve by Mortensen. Her second ace serve of the night. And she's all smiles. Tied up 15-15, folks. We got a close one here in set 3. Mortensen run jump serve over to net. It goes into Peterson. Sendrud, excuse me. And a kill from the outside by number 13, Allison Eisen. Lakeview takes the 1-point lead, 16-15. Lakeview wins this set. They will win the match. The Eagles need to win this set, set 3. They need to win set 4. And then set 5, we only played a 15. Eagles will have to win the next 3 sets Oh, Hamlin fanned on that one at the net. And now a two-point lead for the Lakeview Lakers, 17 to 15. Number two is serving, that's Feeney. Chelsea passes up to Maya, and Meyer throws it over on the third hit. Now a drive, and it's tipped by the Eagles. Was a tip? No, they're going to give a point to Acapulco Valley. Good call there by the referee, floor referee right in front of me. Ludvigson comes out, and number nine in for Acapulco Valley, Sophie Lee. A sophomore. Maya Swatsky with a smile on her face, and she's going to serve. Eagles down by a point. Maya serves, an ace serve for Swatsky. Maya. Maya has an ace serve and a kill. And a timeout by Lakeview. We'll take a commercial break. Folks, we're tied up 17-17 here in set three. We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, folks, we're tied up 17-17. We got an exciting volleyball match going on here in Cottonwood tonight between Lakeview and Acapulco Valley. Face Meyer hit it long out of bounds. Lakers go back up 18-17. Lakeview leads 2-0 on Acapulco Valley. Lakeview took the first set 25-11, took the second set 25-22. Sendrud serves for Lakeview into Shelstead. Shelstead passes up to Swatsky. Hamlin throws it cross court, and it's out of bounds. Referee says, out of bounds. Abby went cross court that time, went off on the side court, and back to a two-point lead for Lakeview. Eagles need to shut them down here. Meyer throws it over on the third hit for Acapulco Valley. Lakeview, Mortensen, Hamlin. Shelstead gets it over on the third hit. Back to the Lakeview side. They lead by two. Draw, what a play by Lakeview to keep it going. Now they hit it long. Mortensen decides to play it in the back row. Pass it up to Swatsky. Here's Hamlin with another kill. Nice set by Swatsky. Hamlin. Abby. I got her for nine kills for Hamlin. She comes out now. On back in. And, oh, what a hit there by number six, Kiera Hines. Kiera Hines on fire right now. She's got eight kills. Well, it's 20-18 Lakeview. They lead by two. First team to get to 25. Lakeview serves into Kahn. Bumps it up to Swatsky. Here's Kahn at the net. Throws it down. Nice dig in the back row. Lakeview plays it over to net. Shelstead. Swatsky throws it over instead of setting. Sendrud. Outside hit. Swatsky digs it up. Shelstead passes it up to Kahn. Blocked by Lakeview. Point Lakers. And it's 21-18. Lakeview serving. Lakeview has 38 kills. Acapulco Valley 24. Oh, a point for the Eagles. And 21-19. 21-19. And Peyton Sachs comes off the bench, and looks like Whit Mabel is in as well for Lacapaul Valley. So here's Peyton serving, and the Eagles are down 21-19. Serve goes into the outside, and Khan throws it down. Lakeview passed the ball too far, and Khan with another kill. And number 12, they don't have up there. I'm going to give her 10 kills for Khan. 21-20. This is a close one, folks. 1 point lead for Lakeview. Back serve. Oh, and an easy drop there and a point by Hinn. Making it 22-20. Ludvigson comes back in. Eagles need to rally here. They got to fight hard. They're down 22-20. Serve goes into Shelstead. Ludvigson. Here's Whit Mabel from the outside. A block by Lakeview. Nobody there for the Eagles. 23-20, Lakeview. The serve goes in to Whit Mabel. Back to Whit Mabel. She throws it over, and it's good. Whit Mabel scores for Lacapaul Valley. Her fourth kill, her fifth kill for Whit Mabel. Hey, it's 23-21. Ludvigson serving for Lacapaul Valley. High serve on the outside. Ooh, Lakeview. And they throw it over. Oh, Shelton with a diving dig. And now Lakeview hits it out. Now points for the Eagles. Hey, they cut it. 23-22, folks. Lakeview serve, or Lacapaul serves. Lakeview on a third hit. Oh, what a dig by Shelton. And it rattles up. And off the rafters comes down, and the Eagles get it over to net. Wow. And, the Beck just called it in. I would challenge that. I would challenge that. Oh, it's match point. Oh, my goodness. And now Lockerfall's going to call a timeout. 24-22. Oh, my goodness. That was out in the back. And the line judge said it was in, and so that's giving the Lakeview Lakers the match point here. Wow. Ace serves this 8, 27 kills for Lacapaul Valley as a team, 27 kills and 6 ace serves for the Eagles. Just going through some of my stats here. 24-22, timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Eagles trying to force a set four. Lacapaul's played much better than set one. Set one was just dominated by Lakeview, winning 25-11. Eagles passing wasn't the best there. And then a closer game, Lacapaul led most of set two and couldn't finish strong. Khan had a heck of a set two there, but the Eagles fell 25-22. All right, match point. 24-22, Lakeview leading. The next point, see if the Eagles can get it. Here's a serve in the sack. Sawatsky keeps it. Khan will throw it over to net. Lakeview, the set, the drive. Ludvigson, Sawatsky, Khan in the middle with a drive. Dug up in the back row by Lakeview. Match point on the line. Khan with a block at the net. Lakeview throws it over, and they win it. 25-22. 25-22 is your final score. And Lakeview wins it 3-0 over Lacapaul Valley. Good couple sets there by both teams. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Seafeld Oster Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Lakeview defeats Lockefall Valley tonight, 3-0, 25-11, 25-22, and 25-22. And with me is Coach Morgan Yeager filling in for Amber Lee tonight. How'd that go for you, filling in for Amber, Morgan?
I mean, we definitely missed her tonight, but I think the girls definitely had thought of her being absent in their mind, and they really wanted to try and get this one for her.
All right, let's talk about the match. Overall, what did you just tell the girls in the huddle out here?
I told them that they still had a lot to be proud about themselves. Obviously, we started out pretty slow, as you can tell from the first set score. But these last two matches were so close, and they were playing a lot more aggressive. I think we were playing kind of scared in that first set especially. Everything starts with the first pass. I think we really dwelled on that with them.
See my notes?
Yeah.
Passing.
Definitely.
I thought it was much better in set two and set three, right?
Yes. Yeah, but I tell the girls so much of it is all about your mindset.
Yep. I thought Callie Kahn played a heck of a match there tonight. I got her for 11 kills.
Oh, wow, yeah, she definitely did.
A couple blocks.
Yeah, no, I think our blocks got better, our hitting got better. Callie definitely started getting on top of that ball, and, I mean, it was going our way for a bit. I wish it would have followed through, but...
Talk about some other Eagles that you thought played well tonight.
Yeah, I thought Maya Mortensen, she was really on her toes tonight. Yep. I thought she was getting some good balls up. Same with Ashton Shelstead. She was really getting those setter dumps that were kind of killing us right away.
Yeah.
And then I would also say that Abby Amlin was really finding those line shots, and that was really helping us.
Yeah, she was trying to go cross court a few times, missed on a few of them, but I got her for 9 kills.
Oh, yeah, so. She definitely found that back corner, and it was working.
All right. Well, you beat Montevideo last night. That was a good win for the Eagles, huh?
That was so good. It felt good. I feel like everyone just kind of had smiles throughout the whole night.
Okay. Well, how's it feel to be the head honcho on the bench?
I mean, it's good. I got a great partner right next to me. Her name's also Morgan.
Yep.
So what's not to love?
That's right. You did well. You did good.
Thank you.
So, what's up next for the Eagles?
Thursday we have a home game against Canby.
I'll be there too.
Yes, it's homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yes.
Western theme. You got to dress up in your Western costume or what?
I mean, I guess she might. She will.
Are you a Western fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if I am.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Neon Needles postgame show.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You guys did a great job filling that. I sat right next to you. I could hear you what you're saying, and you'd be good. Be a head coach someday.
Thank you.
All right. Morgan Jaeger.
Yes.
That's Morgan Stark.
Yes.
I first mentioned that. I said this on the broadcast. I don't think I've never known a coach before when I come to do a radio podcast. So it was nice to meet both of you.
Yes, definitely.
All right. We'll see you Thursday.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You bet. Morgan Jaeger filling in for Amber Lee tonight along with Morgan Stark. Once again, let's go through some other scores in the Camden Conference tonight. Of course, the big matchup was in Mineota. With the McRae Wolverines, two state-ranked teams going at it there tonight. And Mineota, they swept McRae 3-0, 25-15, 25-14, and 25-10. Other matches tonight, Renville County West swept Ortonville 3-0. Yellow Medicine East beat Dawson Boyd 3-0, 25-21, 25-21, and 25-20. And Camby, state-ranked Lancers, down KMS 3-0, 25-8, 25-19, 25-10. Here in Lakeview, it was Lakeview 3-0 on the Eagles, 25-11, 25-22, and 25-22. And our Neon Needle Subway, a player of the game, goes to Lakeview Lakers, Taylor Hins. She had 11 kills and an ace serve. To lead Lakeview over Lockefall Valley tonight. So Taylor gets a Neon Needles t-shirt, which I just gave to her, and she had a big smile on her face. And we thank Neon Needles and Subway for doing that all season long here on Q92. Our next broadcast will come Thursday. I'll be in at Lockefall Valley. Of course, it's homecoming week, and we will, it'll be Camby at Lockefall Valley, 7:15 first serve on Thursday. And then we got homecoming for both Dawson Boyd and Lockefall Valley this week. The football game will be doing Canby at Dawson Boyd on Friday night. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. Once again, your final from Lakeview High School, the Lakers 3, the Eagles 0. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Construction, Madison. Madison Bottling Company. Helgen Insurance Agency. The Wow Car Wash in Dawson. Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton. The Western Guard Newspaper. Culligan. Appleton Area Health. Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys. Ryan Smith Seeds. Evenson Electronics in Appleton. Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. First Security Bank of Canby. Jubilee Foods. Old National Bank. Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson. Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison.